Hello, hello, doll faces. Welcome to another episode of Dolls After Dark, your favorite conversational show that we do on our Patreon, which means it's the only one.
I was about to say, Paige, like, this is the only one. We could have left it at favorite conversational show, and they could have been like, yeah, this is it. Of all the ones I listened to, this is it. Not just the ones we do.
I know.
On Patreon.
All of our other shows on Patreon and outside of Patreon are serious.
For us, we're like resting bitch face when it comes to reporting on cases.
Yeah, we never laugh. We never make inappropriate jokes.
Never.
Never. Especially not about... Yeah, right? Anyway, how you doing, Lisa?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Paige, how are you doing?
Fan-flippin-tastic.
Love it. Love the acrobatics.
Thanks. Got to do it in my words because I can't do it in my physical form.
There you go. You do what you can do with what you got.
But anyway, yeah, we just recorded an episode of Near Death Dolls. We thought we'd jump over and do an episode of Dolls After Dark.
And you got... Yeah, I mean, we typically do this before we start recording, just kind of like our warm-up. Mm-hmm. And kind of get some of the giggles out, but we had to do it in the reverse order. This is actually after dark. It is dark outside. It is after our main episode.
It's not dark here yet, but you know it's because I'm in
2 hours
Cali.
Behind me.
Yeah. But yeah. Usually we do this one first. We get our giggles out, but today we did an episode and it's very giggly and very dirty. A lot of dirty jokes.
A lot of dirty jokes. That'll be episode 72 part 2 when you guys get to it. This will come out before that. But yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. We put a lot of Dolls After Dark stuff in it.
No, right. We didn't get it out of our system. So
that's probably why the episode was 1.5 hours long, too.
I thought that. I was like, we're making a lot of jokes. I bet that'll make it longer. Yeah. But maybe it'll be fun. I'm sure it will be to listen to.
I had fun.
Yeah. It was fun to record. So it's got to be fun to listen to.
That's right. So, Paige, I'm going to start off with my topic. But my topic ties into this last episode we just talked about.
No way.
In the way that, what was I drinking in that episode?
A butterbeer.
I was drinking a nice alcoholic butterbeer. So in the Harry Potter-ish mood, I guess, we're going to play a game called Would You Rather Harry Potter Edition.
Fuck yeah.
All right. I knew you would be down like a clown, Charlie Brown.
All of that.
Like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. All right, let's kick it off. Would you rather have detention with Professor Umbridge or take a lesson, a private lesson with Professor Snape? Not dirty. Don't go there, girl. Don't go there.
If you're in trouble. A dirty one, I would do that one.
Okay. Well, okay. Who would you pick? Snape or Umbridge?
Snape.
Okay.
100%. 100%. I know he's a dick, but Umbridge is just
She's evil. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need a scar on the back of my hand saying I will not say dirty words because I'm sure that would be my punishment.
I will not make inappropriate jokes.
Yeah, exactly. I will stop using my wand in a lascivious manner in class.
Nice. I think I would pick the same. I'd go with Snape.
Hubba hubba.
Ding dong.
Alan Rickman. Ooh. Yeah. Hubba hubba ding dong.
Woot woot. All right. How about, would you rather have an unlimited supply of butterbeer or chocolate frogs?
You tell me. What does that butterbeer taste like?
Amazing. And they're vegan chocolate frogs. They're magically vegan.
Magically vegan. I think I would go just because I'm such a big, I love chocolate beyond most other things. I think I'll go for the chocolate frogs. But it's weird that they move. I don't know. I know they only have one good jump in them, according to the book and the movie. Mm-hmm. So if they stop moving after that, but I'm not trying to bite into a wiggly frog. That's creepy.
That is creepy. Yeah, I think I'd go for the butterbeer. But, I mean, let's say it had one jump in it, and then it just was chocolate-shaped frog.
Oh, then chocolate.
Not chocolate-shaped frog. A frog-shaped chocolate.
Chocolate-shaped frog.
It's like a square of Hershey's. Little Ghirardelli.
Rip it.
There you go. Okay, how about, would you rather fly on a broom or travel by flu powder?
Fly on a broom, 100%.
Any reason?
It just sounds fun. Like watching him on his broom, like mm-hmm. having a good time. It's like, yeah, that's what I want to try. I would want a seat on the broom. Like
I was thinking bicycle the same seat. Thing. I was like, if they had made a comfort model, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know they did. You know they've got to have something with like a padded seat on it.
It must be like invisible magic where it's just much mm-hmm. more comfortable because I can't imagine it's comfortable for a man or a woman or
no, you know. Yes, that is a pole between your legs supporting yourself on.
Any bits you're working with, I can't imagine it's comfortable.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, well, I'd go for the same if it was comfortable, because I just enjoy like flying through the air. I feel like that would just be really like exhilarating, enjoyable.
Yes,
blue powder. I don't know what that would feel like.
Yeah, yeah. They said it was like a weird tingling sensation, and you get lung full of soot. I don't need that.
Sounds like you get lung cancer too.
Right, magical lung cancer. So it's even worse.
Can it be cured by magic then?
Maybe. St. Mungo's Hospital, downtown London.
There you go. Would you rather battle a basilisk or a giant arachnid like Aragog?
Oh, God. Probably the basilisk, just because it's got enemies. You bring a chicken along or a rooster, it'll kill the basilisk because of the caw.
Really?
And snake. Yeah, that's what it was saying. Like in the book, they didn't talk about it in the movie, but in the book it said that all of the chickens and roosters on Hagrid's area mm-hmm. that he had kept were strangled because they didn't want them to kill the basilisk. So and in folklore too, the basilisk can die from the crow of a rooster or a cock or something. So mm-hmm. I would bring a cock with me and win that fight. But the Aragog doesn't have any weaknesses. It's just a big fuck-off spider.
If you look at the basilisk, you're dead. So mm-hmm, you have to run mm-hmm. around avoiding eye contact with it.
With the chicken. Hold the chicken up right here.
Okay. All right. Crow, you motherfucker. Crow!
All right. You start poking it. Yeah. Make a noise.
I don't know. I guess I would go for the giant arachnid. I don't know. I feel like I could cut off a couple legs and be good.
Get a nice machete.
Yeah.
And go for it.
Machete. Yeah. It was Aragog that, what was that professor's name?
Slughorn.
He's like, do you mind if I just get some of his, you know, venom? It's very, pincers. Yeah. Don't you love when he does that?
Does such a good job.
I thoroughly enjoy Daniel Radcliffe when he has his liquid luck potion in him. He's like, I just feel like I have to go to Hagrid's. Isn't that like every girl drunk? Like, I just have to dance. I have to go out, kick my shoes off, and dance.
Yeah, it does. He does such a good job of being drunk right there.
Yeah, kind of like luck drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather wear a Weasley Christmas sweater or crazy glasses like Luna Lovegood for a full month?
I forget, in the book or the movie, does the glasses have any properties or are they just kind of funky?
I think you can see narwhals, right?
Oh.
Was that what that was? She could see something. Yeah,
like the little floaty light bugs. Yeah.
Was it that or was it, I forgot what it is. The things that make you feel like, I don't know, in love.
Like Luna Lovegood?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly what it was. Not in love per se, but it makes you feel some, I don't remember.
Ah. Well, I think I'd rather wear a Weasley sweater, especially if it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
They look comfy.
I would wear one too. Ditto. I'd pick that over the crazy glasses.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's see. What's my next one? I like just screenshotted all these different would you rathers.
Okay. So you pick the best ones.
I'm picking the good ones. Would you rather? Oh, okay, this one's fun. Would you rather have lunch at the Three Broomsticks or a home cooked meal by Molly Weasley?
Oh man, that's tough. Yeah, that is tough. I would like to see the Three Broomsticks, but similar to the sweater thing, I would love to have a home cooked meal by Molly Weasley.
Because you know she just dote on you. She'd probably love you, Paige, and just want to dote on you and feed you everything and. Yeah, give you the best of the best, like she treats Harry Potter. She just, and I love that she's not doing it because she likes, oh, it's a legendary Harry Potter. She's probably like, this poor kid, you know, doesn't have a mom or a dad and probably needs some extra love. And they probably all knew what kind of situation he came from with the Dursleys. So she's probably like, I'm going to treat this kid good because he needs it. Every kid deserves to feel loved. And, you know, so I
think, what a sweet lady.
Yeah. But you know what? But I'm kind of with you. I feel like I'd want to see a menu from both people first. I
know, right? Yeah, like just, I mean, I definitely want to see both of those places. Mm-hmm. What about the food, though?
What is that? I am notorious for, like, when Kyle's like, hey, you want to go to this restaurant? Yep. So on the way there, all I'm doing is looking at their menu. I'm like, all right, I need to know what I want now. Kyle waits till we get there and then takes forever to decide. I'm like, I could have been reading the menu to you. You want me to tell you what was on the menu? No, I'm just going to wait till we get there. I'm like, but you take forever. It's okay if it was a sit-down restaurant. That's fine. But half the time we'll go someplace that's like counter service and you have to stand there and order. I'm like, all right, you're taking way too long. Like, you should have been looking at this before we left, okay?
But you know what you like. Just, burger. Get that.
Right.
So what you would, you don't know, you want to see the menu first?
I'd want to see the menu first. I feel like Home Cooked Meal by Molly Weasley would probably be a little higher on my list. Because I don't know what their, like, cleaning situation, what their, what's it called? Their inspection. I'd like to see the inspection from their last,
Did they get an A?
Yeah. I'd want to know
that. Or are there troll bogeys in the food?
That's what I want to know. Okay, would you rather be a giant like Hagrid or be tiny like Dobby?
Aww,
you don't have to be in Dobby's situation or Hagrid's situation. Would you rather be a giant or would you rather be an elf without the situation? I don't know. I know.
Talking as someone who's somewhat tall for my gender, I would rather be small. And looking at, like, Hagrid and the other giantess lady, the one who was the Olympia. French Olympia, thank you.
Her name? Yeah,
that was her first name. I don't remember her last name.
Me neither. Something French.
But anyway, yes, French. French. But we are from France.
All right, Conehead. We are from France.
Yeah, I think I'd go Dobby, especially. I just love Dobby. I know you're not saying necessarily I would be a house elf, but if I were, I'd rather be short than tall.
Okay.
About you?
I think I'd go the opposite direction. I'm fairly short. I would like to be a giant just for a
just
little
to see
bit.
What it's like.
Not permanently. Yeah.
Yeah. To see what it's like. I don't necessarily want to live that way.
No. Okay, how about this one? Would you rather be really good at Quidditch or pass your owls with flying colors?
Oh, God. If we're just talking page, nerdy page, I'd probably rather do the owls. I've never been much into sports, but Quidditch, man.
What position would you play as in Quidditch?
God, probably keeper. The one who blocks the goalie.
I feel like I would like that, too. I always like playing goalie whenever you play, like, street hockey or, or soccer. And I'm not very sporty either, so.
Yeah, I mean, I love Quidditch. I love the idea of it. In fact, I just bought, back in the day, I had my GameCube. I still have my GameCube, but I gave away my Quidditch game. There's a really good Quidditch game for the GameCube. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's just Quidditch. It sounds weird, but it's really fun. And we were just at a used game shop. We were only there for a few minutes and I saw it on the wall for $10 and I'm like, yes. And I bought it and I haven't played it yet, but I'm so excited. I get to live my Quidditch. Yeah. Quidditch dream.
Okay. Well, I don't like that question. We're not going to do that question.
Fuck that question.
Okay. Ooh, this one's a little difficult, at least for me. Would you rather be sorted into the wrong house for your entire time at Hogwarts or have to live with the Dursleys during the summer?
Now, when you say wrong house.
All right. Based on you now, here or now, what house do you get sorted into? Like, which one do you fall under?
I think Hufflepuff.
Yeah, me too. Now, as a Hufflepuff, like, I'm very huffly puffly, okay? if I got put in Slytherin, I'd crap my pants.
Because of all the mean people?
Yeah. I mean, it might have been in the books. I did read the books, but it's been years. I don't know if there was ever a good, like, a nice, kind Slytherin character that, like, befriended Harry Potter. I mean, you have Draco at the very, 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 very end. Mm-hmm. But they were shit most of the time. So.
Yeah, he barely redeemed himself.
Barely.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think you're right. At least in those years. They didn't mention any, like, super nice Slytherins. They were all kind of shit bags.
Yeah. So.
Damn. Waste a whole summer at the Dursleys. You know what? At least with the Dursleys, you could kind of find ways to get away from them. Mm-hmm. I think I would rather do that. Because you're right. 7 years.
7 years. Slytherin. And if you think about, like, schooling here, you're in school for about 10-ish months of the year. Would you rather spend 10 months in hell or 2 months in hell?
2 months. You're right.
2 months. Plus, you're a lot smarter and cooler than those muggles you're hanging out with, you know?
Yeah.
And if they know you have magical powers, you can kind of bully them a little bit just to back down.
Yeah. Yeah. You get out a fake wand. They don't know it's fake. Like, back off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay. Let's see. What else? Would you rather have a cloak of invisibility or the Marauder's Map?
Oh, I think the Marauder's Map.
Really? Give me a reason. Mm-hmm.
Because on the Marauder's Map, you can see where people are. So you don't necessarily need the cloak of invisibility, especially if on the map it has all those secret passageways. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, oh, Snape or, you know, whatever is walking around in the hall, I'm trying to sneak to get to the other side of the castle for whatever reason, I'm going to watch him and sneak around him, and you don't need the invisibility cloak. But the other side to that is that the Marauder's Map only works at Hogwarts, and so when you leave Hogwarts, the invisibility cloak is going to be good forever.
That's what I say. I'm going with invisibility cloak, because, yeah, you might see on the map Snape coming, but as long as you cover yourself up, you can walk right by him. You don't got to find any extra way. You can save yourself time and money. I don't know what money, but you can save some time by just walking by him.
You don't have to bribe anybody.
There you go. I like that.
Good choice.
All right. Let's pick this maybe one or two more, and then we'll move on to you. I don't like that one either.
You know, back to that house one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really quick.
Yeah.
I would hate to be sorted into Ravenclaw as well. They seem like a bunch of stuck-up nerd snobs.
But at least they're not evil. At least they may not be dicks. They may just be all Capricorns like
me. Wait, aren't you a Capricorn?
Yes, I am.
You're not a dick.
in a professional work setting, I don't want to say I'm a dick. I can be a hard ass because I'm like, I know the rules. I like to work within the rules and the boundaries. But then a little bit of me knows how to bend those, where what's acceptable to bend and what's not. So I guess maybe that's where my Hufflepuff comes in. I don't know. But every time I take a quiz, I am always a Hufflepuff. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah, same. Yeah, especially the Pottermore one, that she wrote herself and is supposed to be the most accurate. Yeah, I got Hufflepuff on that one.
Okay, so this one might be tough. Would you rather be born a squib like Filch or have the ministry take away your wand like Hagrid?
Oh my god.
I always feel so bad for Filch. Like when I read about how he was like, he had that like pamphlet on like how to do magic as a squib.
Yeah.
Like that broke my heart. And I feel like he could have his own whole like backstory, like deep backstory that would be really interesting.
Yeah, he probably does. He's real shitbag. So I feel like he's got something in his past.
Right.
To make him that way. Mm-hmm. But, fuck, man. I think I'd rather have Hagrid because at least you had magic. Mm-hmm. And
he still does it a little bit.
Yeah, he's sneaky about it. And he still gets to be around magic. I know so does Filch, but he doesn't act like it. He acts like he's not.
I feel like Filch gets shit on a lot more and looked down upon a lot more. So I guess I'd probably just rather have my wand taken away, too.
And you know what? That's an interesting point. They proved that Hagrid didn't do the thing that they took his wand away for, but he never got his wand back.
There's a lot
I'm going to write a letter.
Write a strongly worded letter.
To the Ministry of Magic.
I wonder if he ever got it back. Maybe we just didn't hear about it. Maybe after all the shit went down, maybe he got it back.
Once Hermione became Minister of Magic, I'm sure he did.
I'm sure. Did she? Mm-hmm. Did she really? Mm-hmm.
According to J.K. Rowling. Yep. Huh. She married Ron Weasley. They had a daughter, and she became Minister of Magic.
I didn't know that.
Huh. It's in The Cursed Child, which you should not read. It's very stupid. Okay. It's a play. I mean, it's a play anyway, so it's hard to read, but...
That's fine.
I hate everything about it.
I haven't really had much interest in it anyway. Let's make this our last one, and we'll move on to you, because I've already taken up way too much time. Would you rather live in the charming village of Hogsmeade or the bustling center of Diagon Alley?
Oh, Hogsmeade. Hogsmeade. I'm much more of a like easy living, like cottage cozy life. Mm-hmm. Cozy. Yes, I would love to, because then you can visit Diagon Alley, you know, and you could go stay at the Leaky Cauldron if you want to, you know, you don't have to live there.
Yeah, I think Diagon Alley came off as like a very dirty London feel, like it's a little grimy. I mean, it does have some cute shops, don't get me wrong, there was a few cute like things, but I feel like maybe Hogsmeade just might be a little bit, you know, you get a little older, you don't need the city life.
No, and it snows, and it's like idyllic countryside, and you know, fuck yeah. Three broomsticks, got the hog's head, it's great.
Absolutely. Well, man, I screenshotted a whole bunch, but anyways, I think that'll be it. So hopefully you enjoyed that.
I loved it, that was wonderful.
And if you guys listen, let me know in the comments, let us both know, not just me. It can't be like
just Lisa.
Hey Lisa, Lisa only.
Oh, I can't read that one.
Let us know what you would pick.
Yeah, if you guys have any interesting takes on these ones, please chime in. Very please. Interested mm-hmm. to hear.
So that's what I have, some Harry Potterage.
Harry Porridge.
Harry Porridge. All right, Pidgey Poo, what you got for us?
Well, I'm glad that you did that one, and it was fun, and it took a little bit longer, because mine's super short.
Okay. Go for it.
So, do you remember last year when I did the Shoemaker of Breslau?
Yes, it was a little bit of vampire history.
Folklore. Yeah. Folklore.
Yeah, there you go. Not history per se, but yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It is history. Yeah, you're right. It's from that particular story, and some of most of the information I had in there was from a book called Vampires, Burial, and Death mm-hmm, by mm-hmm. Paul Barber.
That's right.
Well, uh-huh. Yeah. I still love that book. It's like that book and Mothman Prophecies are my two go-to paranormal whatevers.
Right.
One of them's more pragmatic, obviously. Vampires, Burial, and Death does not think that vampires exist. But, right. Okay, so I'm taking two classes this semester. Mm-hmm. And last week, this previous week, I found a way to include information from Vampires, Burials, and Death in both discussions. Yeah. So with these classes, especially, I think it's mostly because they're online and we don't meet in person. We have weekly discussion boards and you get a grade based on your post to the board. But it's like a participation thing than anything.
Mm-hmm. If you make a good argument or coherent phrase, you know.
Basically, yeah, it's like write up two paragraphs, and if it makes sense, you'll get your 100% for that post. Mm-hmm. And then you have to reply to other people's posts and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, the two scenarios that I was like, ooh, I get to work in my vampire folklore knowledge was, I know, it's very exciting, for my magic, witchcraft, and religion class, mm-hmm. we were talking about, oh, fuck me, what were we talking about? I'll come back to that one. Okay. The Shakespeare class, we were talking about in Richard III, and I mentioned this in the Vampire of Breslau episode, Richard III, it says, Richard III is a bad guy, mm-hmm. and he killed a bunch of people, and the wife of one of the people he killed started screaming at him in the street because he came towards the funerary procession.
Yeah.
And she's like, look, we know, obviously, that it was obvious that he killed that person, but she's like, see, the body's bleeding because the murderer approaches.
Ooh.
And that's in the book too. That's in the Vampire's Burial and Death, and the Breslau episode. I think I mentioned it, where it's like they used to believe that when the murderer would approach the body would start bleeding or just doing something.
Yeah.
Like moving or something. And it's like, it's mostly like just decomposition that they didn't understand. And they're like, the body's trying to tell us something. It's like, no, it's just decomposing. But
oh, like when the body would fill up with gas, like it'd start like, and then maybe it would just empty of the gases and it would like look like it's breathing or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, or because it's bloating, they'd be like, oh, it's moving.
Oh,
moving.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Anything, any little thing. Or, like, the guard would, like, move the arm, like, oh, see? So, that was one thing that I brought up, and I sourced it, and I'm like, this is from a book called Vampires, Burials, and Death. I was very proud of it.
And then you should have put, also featured in Near Death Dolls podcast, episode blah, 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 blah.
I didn't. I should have. I didn't put it in that post, but the week before, I put it in a Shakespeare post about what makes Richard III evil, and I brought up things like all the serial killers, not ones we've talked about. We haven't really covered the heavy hitters like Dahmer and stuff like that. But I'm like, and so they talk about the McDonald Triad, and these are all things that I've learned because I have a podcast. And then I got three. I know, right? I got a couple comments on there like, what's the name of your podcast? And I was like, oh, let me tell you.
I'm so glad you asked.
So glad you asked. Yeah, yeah. That's so awesome. I did work it in. And I'm sorry. Let me just pull it up really quick. I feel silly for not remembering.
You silly goose.
I'm a silly goose. I don't remember what I said for my... Oh, it was death rituals. I remember now. Okay. So in our witchcraft, magic, and religion class, we were talking about death rituals across different cultures, and one of them in Borneo says that the tribe does not trust a dead body until its bones, until it's decomposed all the way into just bones. And that was in the vampire book as well, because they similarly, both of these peoples believed that the body could be inhabited if there was still flesh, and it could be possessed and taken over by evil spirits.
Right.
So, I was like, oh, look at me.
With your knowledge, working it in a school.
Right. Everyone else is like 19 or 20 and like posting whatever they feel like they need to post to get the grade, and I'm over here like writing up a whole fucking essay like, and then in the vampire book, oh, a bit. I'm sure people are like, okay, extra over here.
How old is this chick? 34 and a half?
Surprisingly accurate.
They're like, all right, millennial. No, just kidding.
Right? No, right? Yeah. Yeah, but that's it. That's what I got for you. I was just really proud of myself. I was like, I didn't even really mean to do it. It was just kind of like, oh, I've done it for both classes now in the same week.
Don't you love that? I feel like there's been a time or two where either Kyle said something or my parents might have said something. I'm like, oh, actually, it's blah, 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 blah. This is the reason, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, how do you know this? I'm like, I literally have been researching stuff for like over a year now. I read a lot. I study a lot.
Right. That's all we do now is research.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I've learned so much about the law, court proceedings, psychiatry, behavioral issues, vampires now. No,
just kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Got a lot of paranormal stuff under our belts as well. Yeah. You're like, excuse me, I have a podcast. Have you not listened to it?
Yeah, yeah, that's so funny. My I went and saw my in-laws this weekend, and my husband and his mom were blah, 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 back and forth, and finally she stops and she looks at me, and I'm dead tired because I haven't slept since we got the puppy, and she's like, Lisa, how are you? I'm like, I'm okay. She's like, are you still doing your podcast? I'm like, mm-hmm. She's like, oh, what's the most recent thing you guys are talking about? I'm like, well, I told her what I was researching. She's like, oh, and she is not into, like, murder, death, creepy stuff at all.
So, like, everything we talk about.
Everything. I was like, yeah, I was researching this murder. Yeah. And it's fascinating because I always want to discuss it with somebody, like, before I get to you, just to bounce ideas off of, because they may have different points of view that I can bring to the table.
Absolutely.
But, like, Kyle doesn't want to hear about this murder, and I'm like, you know, it's really interesting because they did this, and that led to this, and he's like,
like,
yeah,
like, Lisa, the puppy really needs me.
Yeah, yeah, the puppy needs me. I think she just took a dump.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta clean this up.
There's
so,
some other shit I gotta deal with. I can't listen to you right now. Just kidding. No, Kyle will humor me, and he will listen to me, and I do try and, like, get his opinion on things, but, you know, mm-hmm. if it's not your thing, it's not your thing, and that's why we have this podcast. That's why I have you. We get it all out together. Feels good.
We have each other.
We have you guys. Yes.
And you guys, yes, thank you for all of you guys listening to us mm-hmm. talk about creepy things that other people don't want to hear about.
You are our people, okay?
Yes. I do get pretty lucky. Some of the Sam does not like to hear about the gross murder stuff either. But if it's a creepy thing or a historical thing, Sam's down to hear about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely nobody else. Like, I have a friend who gets nightmares from watching, I don't even know, Nightmare Before Christmas, something real innocuous.
Hocus Pocus.
She just can't. Hocus Pocus. Yeah, exactly. Like, just anything with a bit of creep or gore in it, she hates it.
What
so
about
I can't.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown? She's like, I can't deal. I can't deal.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, that's Halloween. So, yeah, she doesn't like it. So I'm going to send her some of our stickers with our faces in the doll's eyes. And I was like, I didn't send it to you because I thought it would be too creepy. It's kind of a creepy picture, uh-huh. I guess. Not to me.
It's cute and creepy.
I think it's adorable. Yeah. I don't think it's scary at all, but I could see why some people might think it's creepy. And she's like, no, please send it, because she's very supportive. And she tells people about the podcast mm-hmm. that she thinks would like to hear it. She just can't hear it. So I'm sending her some stickers, and she said, and if I do put it on something of mine, she's probably just going to hand it out. Mm-hmm. But if she does put it on anything, she's like, I might cover the eyes. And I'm like,
aww, it's
the
just
eyes,
our faces.
That's our faces. Like, I didn't say anything. I was like, I get it. I do. I think that might be what's creeping you out, I guess, if you're going to cover that part out. But that's our faces.
You should have seen it when it was still in the works, and it was like a hand-drawn picture of our faces. That was way creepier.
It was
no
a lot
offense,
creepier.
Sam, but it was way creepier.
Sam would say, oh, good, because he loves it. He wants it to be creepy. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, that's our show for today.
It is.
We did a Dolls After Dark, and it's actually after dark, at least for Lisa.
It sure is. I'm sorry.
We still got dirty.
Yeah, we got a little dirty. Yeah. Sorry, I seem distracted because I'm trying to remember to send two of our Patreons some stickers that I said I would on our Discord. So I'm like, I'm going to make sure I make a note of that.
You guys need some stickers. Which ones? The holographic ones?
I think that's all I have left. I don't know what happened to all the others. I was hoping to save one of the originals.
Some.
No, that's okay. I'm sure I have them.
I'll save one especially for us.
Okay.
Or two. I'll save two for us.
I know I have some. I just don't know where I put them. I have a little sticker box where I keep all the stickers, and they aren't in there, so I don't know where I put them. Hmm. I will find them. Worry not.
Okay.
But yes, they will give a holographic sticker since I have a ton of those.
Me too. I have some of those too, so... We are good to go, sticker-wise. Oh, did I show you? I showed you on Discord.
Yes, your cuppy cup. Let me see.
My cuppy cup.
Aw, it's so cute. I swear, one day we will do merch, I promise.
We will. We just got to figure out this LLC bullshit.
Yeah, so if anyone has a business degree or something, can you help us?
I didn't even think to ask the patrons. That would be great.
Yeah, if you have any idea how we can set up an LLC, and, like, I know nothing about business. I'm like, I'm so scared. As soon as we start doing something, I'm going to feel like I'm in over our heads. Like,
I know
how to pay taxes.
I know, immediately. I'm already like, oh, shit. We haven't even done it yet. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is a lot. Especially because I don't know what we do in our separate states. We don't live in the same state, and the LLC has to be registered to a state.
Yeah.
That's my biggest question. So if anybody's listening to that and knows the answer, please let us know.
Please let us know. We would love you so much extra. I mean, we already
Yeah.
do. You know what I mean? We would appreciate
the
help.
We hate you right now. We would love you then. No. Just kidding. You know we love you.
All right, guys. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.